Guillermo Lopez is a member of the Lansing School Board's Board of Education. He's on the other end of our line. Mr. Lopez, how are you?
Good, Tony. Thank you.
Well, pretty hot and heated meeting last night. Just wanted to get your take on what happened in regards to T.C. Wallace and the interim superintendent.
Well, what can I tell you that you already know? I mean, you know, it's in the news that Dr. Wallace was put on administrative leave and the board voted to bring in an interim superintendent.
Are you a supporter of Dr. Wallace from your perspective? Has he done a good job?
I think Dr. Wallace has done a good job. He has had some challenges as well. I think on the up and down, you know, there are things that we can point to that were done well. There are things that we can say that could have been done better.
You wanted
it's a mixed bag, really.
Yeah. You wanted him to finish out his term, though, correct?
Well, I you know, at the point that we're at, we needed to have some change. Okay, I voted against the motion only because I was not in full support of the administrative leave portion of it. But you know, I reached out to both parties, and apparently they weren't able to work it out. So.
Do you think that the resolution of this challenge with Dr. Wallace will create a better working environment for the board? Because it seems to be divisive. It seems to be two factions.
Well, I think the vote has been taken, and we need to move forward. I think that to the extent that at least I believe I know, majority of the board is moving ahead. And looking at ways to make this district a better district for our students.
Do you know why an outstate firm was hired to help you conduct your search for a permanent superintendent? Why a local or statewide firm wasn't hired?
Well, we interviewed four firms who responded to the RFP, request for proposal. You know, presentations have a lot to do with who is selected. And the firm that was selected by a majority of the board members. I believe I voted no on that because I felt another firm would do a better job or it was my choice, okay? But the firm that was selected has a lot of good work history. They've done very well all over the country, not only in Michigan. So they had a very good presentation. You know, and when you compare apples to apples, I think that the board chose this one because they thought that it would do a better job.
Do you support the naming of Kamal Kanul as the interim superintendent?
At this point in time, I do. We have to have a leadership that will get us through with this couple 3 months. We have things to do that you know of. We have the restructuring. We have the budget that we have to work on. We have the staffing for next year. We have to make some decisions going forward. And as was stated in the motion, that Ms. Kamal Kanul will not be a candidate for permanent superintendent. That opens the door for anybody else and hopefully will give us a larger candidate pool as we move forward with that search.
All right, two more questions for you, Mr. Lopez. Just looking back on this whole process and relationship with T.C. Wallace and trying to find an interim and permanent superintendent, what's your take on everything that you've taken part of and witnessed?
Well, you know, I mean, from last year, at least we go to last year, I wasn't in agreement with a lot of things that the board did, as you might know. We struggled, but I think that coming forth this year, we kind of stepped back and said, look, we have to take care of some business, but we have to move together in order to get this district in the best possible light and to do the best job possible for her kids. So, yeah, there's some hard decisions that need to be made, but we need to walk, you know, hand in hand as best as we can. And I think that the majority of the board is really going that way.
Should a high school in Lansing be closed, and which one should be closed if you believe that?
Well, I think that if you look at the whole infrastructure of the district, our high schools are old. I don't think that we have enough money to retrofit any one of them to serve our kids, all our kids. So my vote would be to either close one school this year, but with a plan to build a new high school in 2 to 3 years to serve either the north side of Lansing or all of Lansing, because that's only a stopgap measure, at least closing one of the two high schools.
So you think a new high school needs to be built?
I believe so. I believe so. I think that our schools, architecturally, they're very nice, but, you know, it's going to take a lot of money to get either one of those buildings to serve our kids well with the new technology that's going to get in the buildings, the way we're going. It doesn't make sense, you know, to put let's say, $600 million in an old building that's going to serve few students than to build a new building that will serve many more students and will be state-of-the-art.
Guillermo Lopez is a member of the Lansing School District's Board of Education. Sir, we appreciate your time so much. Enjoy your weekend.
Yes, you too.